Bernie Sanders' anti-capitalist event costs up to $100 on Ticketmaster. By Paul Bois on January 31, 2023. Admission for Socialist Senator Bernie Sanders. IVT, anti-capitalist event can cost up to $100 on the much-maligned Ticketmaster. The event, titled It's Okay to Be Angry About Capitalism, seems anything but angry with capitalism, considering that it not only charges $95 plus fees for a front row seat but also utilizes Ticketmaster, which the Justice Department has investigated for possible antitrust violations. Per Ticketmaster, tickets priced at $95, $75, and $55 include a copy of It's Okay to Be Angry About Capitalism. Tickets are non-transferable until 24 hours prior to the showtime. Any tickets suspected of being purchased for the sole purpose of reselling can be cancelled at the discretion of the Anthem, Ticketmaster, and buyers may be denied future ticket purchases for IMP shows. Opening acts, door times, and set times are always subject to change. Tickets will be available to purchase by the general public February 3. Details of the event have not yet been announced, and it's unknown at this point if Bernie Sanders had a hand in ticket pricing or if he chose Ticketmaster as the vendor. Owned by Live Nation Entertainment, Ticketmaster took a serious public relations hit in the autumn of last year when Taylor Swift fans accused them of price gouging during her Swift's Eras Tour presale. Per UPI, fans of pop music superstar Taylor Swift filed a lawsuit against Ticketmaster, alleging the vendor broke antitrust laws and invoked unreasonably high ticket prices during Swift's Eras Tour presale. The 26 plaintiffs from 13 states in the lawsuit against Live Nation Entertainment Incorporated, Ticketmaster's parent company, claim the company engaged in unlawful conduct in violation of California's Cartwright Act and the California Unfair Competition Law, according to a document obtained by Deadline. The antitrust accusations charge that Ticketmaster manipulated the secondary ticket market, which amounts to price discrimination. Ticketmaster also engaged in price fixing by allying with scalpers to affect prices. Live Nation has claimed that the error occurred due to a cyber attack. We were then hit with three times the amount of bot traffic than we had ever experienced, Live Nation president and CEO Joe Berchtold said in his prepared testimony to Congress. While the bots failed to penetrate our systems or acquire any tickets, the attack required us to slow down and even pause our sales.